Good evening, listeners. My name is Lawrence Reyes, director from KPFK, listener representative, presiding chair, as I was the chair of last year's governance committee. So I'm at Eileen Rosin or Nancy Sabao Naratomi to take the role.
Okay, I can do it. Ready?
Go ahead.
Okay. From KPFK, Alan Beek.
Here. Alan Beek is here.
Alan, present. From KPFA, Daniel Bergstrom. Daniel, are you muted? Bergstrom? Okay, I'll call that.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes. Now I hear you. Daniel's present.
Okay.
Okay, Daniel.
Yeah, it's Daniel Bergstrom, actually. B-O-R-G-S-T-R-O-M.
B-O-R-G. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Okay. Not a bird. All right.
Right.
WTSW, Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
I'm here.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs, present. Thank you. KPFT, William Crozier.
I'm here.
William Crozier, present. From WBAI, William Heerwagon. William Heerwagon, I cannot hear you. Okay, from KPFT, Wally James.
Here.
Wally James, present. From KPFK, Lydia Ponce.
Present.
Lydia, present. Lydia Ponce, present. KPFK, Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Lawrence, present. From WBAI, James Sagerton.
Here.
James Sagerton, present. From KPFA, Tom Voorhees.
Tom is here.
Tom is present. From WBAI, Michael D.D. White.
Here.
Michael, present. From WPFW, Louis Poof. Louis? I do not hear you, Louis Wolf. From KPFA, Carol Wolfley.
Present.
Carol Wolfley, present. We have quorum is established. Only two missing.
Okay, thank you, Nancy, for doing role. Eileen, there was an agenda sent to all committee members that me and Eileen put together, and there were some items that were submitted, one from Carol, one from KPFK, Adam Beek.
Why don't we go through the agenda first?
That's what I was going to say, Eileen. Please, go through the agenda.
Nancy on the stack.
No, we're going to do the agenda first, Nancy. Please wait. Go ahead,
okay.
Nancy.
So we have, we did the roll call. Next is the appointment of pro tem chair and secretary.
Want to do it one at a time, or you want to read the whole agenda?
Oh, yeah, we can approve the agenda then. Okay, excuse me. Following that would be appointment of timekeepers, then agenda approval. Then we'll have a point where we introduce ourselves to each other and the listeners. You know, some of us have been here and some of us are new to this committee. Third point is to nominate and elect a permanent chair and secretary, unless we decide we'd like to put that off to the next meeting. That'll be up to the group. Fourth point is a report from the bylaws subcommittee. Fifth point is two motions that have been presented by email to us. One is regarding anti-AAPI hate, and the second one is regarding suggestions for several bylaws modifications. And I had attached the text of both of those to the agenda. So I hope you can read those or have them handy. Then there's any other new business, if we've got any, and we'll review action items if there are any, and then we'll adjourn.
Okay, thank you so much.
Back.
Hold on, Nancy, please, wait. We just started. I would like to go to the first item. Nancy, The first item is to suggest a pro tem chair and a pro tem secretary. Nancy, you want to address that?
Well, yes, but I had sent another item, agenda item. That's what I wanted to
okay.
say. And
okay, go ahead and say it.
When did you send that?
Maybe 8:28 or 8:29 Eastern time. And
I
would like. Okay. Did anybody get it?
Okay.
Nancy, the draft.
Can I suggest that we put that on the agenda for discussion? But I want to do the points on the agenda that we read. So that's automatically on the agenda because you submitted it. You submitted it a little at the last minute, but I understand sometimes that happens. So what I would like to do, I think I heard another voice. Anybody else? Okay. So what I would like to suggest is, are there any nominations for pro tem chair?
I'll nominate you, Lawrence. This is Eileen.
Thank you, Eileen.
Okay.
I accept.
Do we need a second?
Anyone else? Not in committee. Anyone else? Okay, so I'll continue to chair the meeting. What's the next item on the agenda, Nancy? I'm in traffic. Go ahead, please.
A pro tem secretary.
Okay, are there any volunteers or nominations for pro tem secretary?
Nancy,
I'd nominate Bill Crozier.
Do you accept Bill?
I think Eileen would be better.
but I'm running the maestro stuff.
Nancy,
I guess I decline. Well, let me think about it. Actually, I'll nominate Carol Wolfley.
Carol, what say you?
Thanks, Bill. I decline, and I nominate Daniel Borgstrom.
What say you, Daniel?
Well, I appreciate it. I want to thank you for your nomination, but I think I better decline. I'm kind of new to this, and I'm still trying to figure out how this all works.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? Bill, you haven't declined. Are you declining,
yes,
Bill? You did? Okay.
Well, I guess I do decline. I was hoping somebody else would be willing to do it.
Okay.
I'm kind of busy
right.
with some other things.
Exactly.
Who was that? That requested the fact?
Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, I'll do pro tem secretary tonight.
Okay.
Thank you, Nancy. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, next item on the agenda, Eileen, please.
Appointment of timekeepers.
Are there any volunteers for timekeepers, one for items and one for speakers? We have a 90-second rule. 90-second special rule for speakers. Are there any volunteers for speakers?
Could somebody please volunteer?
Please.
Okay. No volunteers at this point. Any volunteers to timekeep for items?
Bill, I'll do that.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate that. And I mean, when you mentioned an agenda item, can you give Bill the time frame for that?
Well, Bill, do you have the agenda? It has
yeah.
the times.
Yeah, I have that, so I can use it, unless we change
okay.
it.
Yeah. Right.
But you'll learn that if I do. So you don't want to do individuals as speakers as well?
Lawrence, this is James.
Yes, James.
Yeah, I'll do speakers, but I have to get to my computer and boot it up and get on it, so it'll take me a few moments. If you can find somebody else, go ahead.
It's okay. I'll back you up till you get back.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, James. Eileen, what's the next item on the agenda?
Okay. The next is approval of the agenda.
Okay.
I move that we approve the agenda.
That was Carol,
right? Carol?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, Nancy.
That was Nancy. Okay.
I did. That was Carol Wolfley. I move that we approve the agenda.
Okay.
Right, okay.
But Nancy has an agenda item that needs to be put on the agenda before we approve.
Nancy, I move that the item is on the agenda. You're talking about your Articles of Incorporation motion, right?
Yes. Where is it?
When you mentioned this, I suggested that we adopt it to put on the agenda, because it's not
on the chair. Chair?
Yeah. Hold on. I believe that's Eileen, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Eileen.
Oh, why don't we put that under new business? Because I don't have it. I haven't received any email from Nancy. I don't. Probably nobody else has. So.
I have.
But Nancy, if you could send it out to the committee again, please.
Yes, we send.
Thank you.
And I think it should be not new business, because all three items are new.
Nancy, the chair. I'm sorry.
Hold on, please. Nancy, because the motion was not submitted in a timely fashion, it will go into new business. Are you going to object to that? Okay, thank you. All right, so it's on the new business. How much time do you need for that, Nancy?
Oh, about 20 minutes.
About 20 minutes, okay.
There is.
Who just spoke?
Sorry.
Bill for the stack.
Go ahead, Bill.
Do we have a time certain for adjourn?
Yes. We had a 2-hour time certain for 2-hour meetings before. I don't know if that carries over with this group.
Oh, yeah, it started late.
Yeah, we have a special rule.
56.
Yeah, we have a special rule, Bill, that our meetings adjourn on 2 hours, unless there's a time assessment.
2 hours from when it was called to order, or from when it was scheduled to start?
Well, since it was called to order, because it would be unfair.
Okay. I need to know, because I'm keeping time. So. Okay.
Yeah, we just saw that time, so.
This is Nancy on the back.
Hold on, Nancy. Are you done, Carol?
I am. Thank you. I just moved that we approve the agenda then.
Okay, so there's a motion to approve the agenda. Nancy, you requested that we speak. Go ahead, Nancy.
I move that we adjourn at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm certain.
No later than.
Okay.
This is Peek. Can I speak to ask a question?
Yes, Mr. Peek. Okay, hold on, Mr. Peek. Are there any objections to adjourning at 11 o'clock Eastern Time?
Yes.
Well, that's more than 2 hours.
Chair? Nancy?
No,
it isn't. Hold on.
Excuse me, Nancy.
Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah. Yeah, it's more than 2 hours. And
I got Alan first, Eileen. Hold on. Alan,
I'm sorry. I didn't realize that. Go ahead.
Mr. B, you have the floor.
We were supplied with numbers to get into an executive meeting, but I don't see any executive meeting on the agenda. Is there going to be an executive meeting this evening?
No. I don't see. There hasn't been anything that's executive session worthy or needed.
Chair, may I speak to that?
Who's that?
Eileen.
So I'm satisfied there is no executive meeting this evening. This meeting is it.
Yes.
Everybody, just please, I sent you the numbers for future reference, so please hang on to them. Those will be the numbers for our meetings, unless we advise you otherwise.
Carol Wolfley, point of order. And I asked.
Hold on. Please be recognized when you make a point of order.
Sorry.
State your point, Carol.
Yeah, I am assuming that unless there is something specifically stated that there's an executive session, we will always call in on the regular session number.
Yes, you don't need to assume that. That's a fact. We could take that to the bank and deposit it.
Okay.
Thank you, Carol. Okay. Go ahead, Nancy.
Otis texted me that Maestro is blocking him on all the numbers, and he has put in a trouble ticket. I'll keep you a heads up on what he says later. It's not streaming, and other people have texted me saying they can't get the stream.
Okay. Yeah, I got texts too that they can't get the stream. Okay, so we're just going to have to do the best we can. Okay. Next item on the agenda. Eileen.
We have a point of order. Sorry, Bill.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bill. Did that for the time. Go ahead, Bill.
There was a motion we haven't dealt with yet. There was the Nancy's motion to have time certain for adjournment at 11 p.m. Eastern. And Nancy and I objected. I mean, Eileen and I objected.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Bill, for that catch. Did you want to state your objections?
Well, that's more than 2 hours after the time that we called the meeting to order, and that's pretty late. So I don't think we need to meet that long.
This is Nancy.
Hold on, Nancy. I'm hear Arlene's objection. Arlene, what's your objection?
I was going to say no later than 11 o'clock. Rather than at 11 o'clock, it doesn't have to go to 11 o'clock, but I like Bill's idea better.
Thank you. Nancy, you have the floor.
Yes. We got started very late, so I was looking at 8 o'clock. No, I'm sorry, 9 o'clock Eastern, when we finally got all this starting with the agenda. Okay, so no later than 11, and, you know, we have a very important deadline coming up soon. April 7th is the deadline to submit any amendments to the Articles of Incorporation.
Point of order.
That has to be done.
Point of order.
Hold on, please, Nancy.
I don't think
you
have the
elaborate.
right to talk when I'm speaking, Eileen.
A point of order is in order. Hold on, please. No need to debate with each other. I will try to chair the meeting as fairly as possible. A point of order is always in order, and it is interruptible.
Yeah, the committee member was bringing up the point that is to be dealt with in point six in new business. Not now.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, hold on, please. Hold on. All right. So, what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go to a vote. There's no discussion. This is just whether to adjourn at a time certain. Okay? There's no debate or anything or rationalization side as to why we should adjourn later. So please take the roll, Nancy.
Chair, how about no later than 11? Because we might finish before. No later than 11.
Okay. There's been two objections. There's another objection by Carol Wolfley. So please take the roll, Nancy. Whether to adjourn the motion is whether to adjourn at 11 o'clock Eastern Time
time set. Please take the roll, Nancy.
Okay. Adjourn at 11 Eastern. Alan Beek?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Alan Beek, yes. Daniel Borgstrom?
Yes.
Yes. Alan Borgstrom, yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs, yes. William Crozier?
No.
Can we ask if there are any objections? Okay.
No. William Crozier, no.
Please don't interrupt the vote, Eileen. Please.
William Hewagon, I do not hear William Hewagon. Okay. Wally James?
Yes.
Wally James, yes. Lydia Ponce? Yes. Okay, Lydia Ponce, yes. Lawrence Reyes? I'm sorry, I'll call you later. James Sagerton?
Yes.
James Sagerton, yes. Tom Borges?
Yes.
Tom Borges, yes. Michael White?
Yes.
I've got to go to the
Michael
office.
White, yes. Lewis Wolf? Lewis Wolf, I do not hear you. Okay. And Carol Wolfley?
No.
Carol Wolfley, no. We have, Chair, we have two no's and...
You haven't finished.
I haven't finished. Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. Eileen Rosen.
I'll say yes.
Eileen Rosen, yes. Okay. Chair, we have Alan B.
Your own vote?
Borgstrom, yes. And Vanessa, yes. And William
Nancy,
Wally, yes.
You
and
didn't vote.
Lydia, yes. Oh, I didn't. Oh, let me vote. Nancy says yes. Thank you. So we have yes. Beek, yes. Borgstrom, yes. Briggs, yes. James, yes. Ponce, yes. Sagerton, yes. Voorhees, yes. White, yes. Eileen Rosen was
yes.
And Nancy Sabar and I tell me yes. So that's 9 yes and 2 no. Chair, how do you wish to vote?
The chair would abstain.
Okay, chair abstain.
I need to add something from the body. Can somebody continue to facilitate this meeting? I have to take care of some personal business. Can I ask Mr. Sagerton or maybe even Al Wolfley to finish facilitating this meeting till I get back? I have a personal matter to attend to.
Chair, this is Nancy. May I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Chair? May I ask, is there anyone that wants to run as chair? Maybe they would like to perform at this time?
Point of order. That's out of order.
That wasn't a question, Nancy. James.
Yeah, I wanted to say that I'm at my computer now and I'm ready to start timing speakers, but I will chair the meeting for a while until you get back if no one else wants to do it.
Thank you. Thank you very much, James. Okay, so I'll be right back as soon as it should take a half an hour to 45 minutes. So I'll be back. Thank you.
Thank you, Lawrence.
All right. I'll be back.
Okay. I guess I'm going to do that, or we're going to have an election, I guess.
And by the way, the timekeeper, this bill, we're way past the time on item one.
Okay.
So, but we do need to have a chair pro tem.
Can we get a motion to extend, please?
I move to extend.
Lou is calling me.
I second it.
Is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes? Hearing none, we'll do that. And now let's see if there are any nominations for chair pro tem other than myself. Would anyone else wish to attempt to do this?
I nominate, I think Eileen nominated Lawrence Reyes.
Where are we? I'm sorry.
We're trying to figure out a chair pro tem to replace Lawrence, who's gone off on personal business. Pardon me?
That's you now. That's you.
Well, okay, but there was no vote. I just wanted to, he seemed to need to leave right away, so he left, and I'm going to just go through the motions of asking if there's anybody else who would like to do it. any others who would like to do it, and if so, we'll have an election. Quick vote.
I'd love you to do it.
Okay, I don't hear anyone else volunteering. So is there any objection to my continuing? So Lawrence gets back. Hearing none, we'll go ahead then. Thank you. And now, if someone could remind me, because I was getting set up to time individuals.
Did
we read the agenda? We read the agenda. Has it been approved?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so...
We're up actually, to point two.
Okay, I'm set up right now to look at a stopwatch. So can you tell me what step two is, please?
Yes, it's an introduction of members to each other and the listeners.
Very good. Let's do that. Let's do it by station because there are some people here that I'm not familiar with. And until I get on the page where I have the agenda and the members' names, I'm not even sure I know everyone by name. So let's go to KPFA first. Would someone from KPFA like to start?
Daniel Borgstrom.
Excuse me, Chair, may I speak?
Yes,
okay.
Go ahead.
Can we just ask people to give their name and a very brief introduction of themselves, just a sentence or two?
Yes, thank you. That's the spirit of the thing.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can, yes. Please go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. I'm Daniel Borgstrom. I live here in the Bay Area of California, sunny California. It's sometimes cloudy. I've been on the LSB for about 1 year. I was just a few days ago elected to this committee. Let me say my big thing. I was 4 years in the Marine Corps, and so my big thing is anti-war, anti-imperialism, and that stuff. I was almost involved in an invasion of Cuba. That was in 1961. I think that's enough. Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel. Interesting. Carol, do you want to go ahead?
Sure. Thank you. I'm Carol Wolfley. I'm the secretary of the KPFA Local Station Board, and I've been on this committee for... Yeah, that's okay.
Hello?
I'm very concerned about wanting the bylaws to allow the Pacifica to be functional, to function financially, improve programming so that all stations are self-supporting as mandated in the Pacifica mission and bylaws.
Are you done, Carol?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Thank you. That was good. Is there anybody else from KPFA?
Tom is on.
Tom.
Can we hear us, Tom?
It's
go ahead.
Great. I think everybody knows who I am and what I stand for.
Tom, in case there's someone who doesn't know who you are or someone in the who's listening, could you just tell us a little more?
Primarily I'm a transmitter engineer. I work mostly with the affiliate stations in that regard.
Okay.
Yes, you drive all over the Western United States on behalf of the radio stations. That's much appreciated. Anybody else from KPFA? I think that's it, right?
No, it's
yes.
Three. Three.
Yeah. So let's go to KPFK. Lawrence, we know who he is, the chair pro tem. Who else is from KPFK?
Lydia?
Yes.
Hi, Lydia. Lydia Ponce. Go ahead.
Thank you. It's an honor to be on this call. I hope that we can get good things done to keep everyone online and in the air and totally sharing accurate reporting to unify and to have community evolve to what the future looks like, healthy and happy. Much happier than we were in this last year, and looking forward to looking at these bylaws and making sense of how we can further unite our communities. Thank you.
Thank you. Well said. Anyone else from KPFK?
Yes, this is Alan Beek.
Hi, Alan. Please go ahead. Thank you.
I've been working on the finance reports from KPFK and trying to reconcile the problem that National is insisting that we spend less money, but we are bound by contracts with the labor union and with the workers' social and medical commitments. So we can't stop best spending that money. We're committed to it. And it's a terrible problem, and we're going in the red, and we don't want to go in the red, but we can't stop. So that's the problem I'm wrestling with right now.
I appreciate that. Are you done, Alan?
I'm done.
Very good. Thank you. Let's continue on around now to KPFT. I'm going to go alphabetically now. I have Bill Crozier.
Okay, hi. Yeah, I'm secretary of our KPFT's LSB. I've been on and off the LSB and PNB. And, you know, I also feel that we really need to do what we can in governance to get our governance functioning better so that our stations can better fulfill our mission. We're really failing at our mission because we've had such a dramatic drop in listeners in our stations over the years, and we're struggling financially to survive, and I'm really worried about Pacifica and all of our stations. And so whatever we can do to assist with that, I think is really critical. Thanks.
Thank you, Bill. Now we go to Wally James from KPFT.
Yeah, this is Wally. I'm a staff member, and I've been a programmer at KPFT for a long time, and I really believe in Pacifica and our station. Our station is struggling, and we're trying to get it back a little stronger. And I am new to this committee, but I am really interested in seeing what we can do.
Thank you, Wally. Let's go to Nancy Saibara-Naritomi.
Yes, my name is Nancy Saibara-Naritomi from Houston, Texas. I've been volunteering with KPFT since 2009 in the fall. Been on the board 2009 December, I think. Yeah, that's right. I'm committed to Pacifica. The democratic structure, the democratic representation of it, and I'll fight like hell to keep it together. That's all.
Thank you, Nancy. And I mispronounced your name. It's Naritomi?
No, I don't know.
What is it?
No.
Nancy, Nancy, not, say it for us.
Saibara Naritomi. It's an R. It's not a K.
Okay, yeah. No, I didn't mispronounce it. Okay, very good. Thank you, Nancy. Okay, it's a K in the draft agenda, so maybe that needs to be corrected.
Oh, sorry. My typo.
No worry. Okay, let's go on to WPFW, and we have Vanessa Dixon-Briggs.
Hi. This is Vanessa Dixon-Briggs, and I agree 100,000% with what Nancy just said in terms of supporting democratic structure and fighting like hell to keep it, and don't agree with whomever attributed problems at the stations with the bylaw structure. I know that PFW is doing extremely well, and any and all the stations can always be better, and so we'll do what we can cooperatively and collectively to make that happen through this process. So I'm pleased to be here.
Thank you very much, Vanessa. Now let's go to Eileen Rosen.
I failed to mention that I've got Lou on the line here.
Oh, wonderful.
So he's with us now. Yeah, I've been with WPFW since, I'm not sure, I've lost track of the years, but I think since about 2016 maybe, which at PFW makes me a newbie. But I've been on the LSB since around then, I guess, and I've been on a few committees. I was on the PNB for one or two years, but decided that I would prefer to devote my time and energy to other things than the PNB. So I am the chair of the audit committee, and I've been there for a few years trying to catch up on our audits. And, you know, I love listening to DFW. That's why I got started in this. And I'm tend to work in sort of backroom things, trying to make things work, you know, financially, management-wise, and administrative issues, things like that.
Very good. Thank you, Eileen. And now, Lou, and I want to ask the secretary to be sure to mark Lou Wolf present. Lou, go ahead.
Thank you very much.
We're introducing ourselves. Go ahead, Lou.
Yeah, can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Okay, good. I've been involved with WPFW since we started in 1977 when I moved here. And I'm very committed to the station and keeping it democratic, but keeping it progressive. And we must keep control of our programming. And we do not and will not allow ourselves at this station to be corporatized or moved into a different mode than what we've had for these 40. We're now in our 44th year, okay? And that's my view on it. Thank you.
Thank you, Lou. All right, now we're going to go up to WBAI. William Heerwagen, are you here?
He's not here.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I just thought he might have come in. Okay, and then from WBAI, since we're going alphabetically, I'm next. I'm James Sagerton. I'm a listener director from WBAI. I'm in my last year on the local station board, so I'll be terming out at the end of this year. I'm currently the chair of the National Finance Committee. I serve on a bunch of other committees. And I like what I hear from people committed to keeping Pacifica democratic. And I hope we can do that. And now I'm going to go to Michael D.D. White, also from WBAI. Oh, and let me just finish and say that I am a listener director. Michael?
Yeah, thank you. I am a listener director. This is in my third year on the local station board. I am a lawyer, and I also have urban planning credentials. After about more than a quarter of a century working in government and public finance, doing things like affordable housing and healthcare mostly, I've been doing about 15 years of activism, where I've concentrated on the importance of narrative and the alternative narratives to what's being pumped out by the corporate mainstream media. And I believe that it's essential in terms of our continuing to provide a strong alternative narrative, which actually represents what the majority of people in the United States want on all of the top issues, that we continue to be accountable to our listeners, and that involves a democratic structure.
Great.
Thank you, Michael. And I'm going to take a liberty here and give Michael an extra little plug that he didn't mention. Michael is an activist in the area of keeping public information available through non-online sources, through sources that are not online and cannot as easily be censored. And as such, he is, I believe, a co-founder of an organization that defends public libraries. And, of course, he's here working with broadcast radio at Pacifica.
Yeah, we've found that the forces that are aligning, there's about six major ones, to attack libraries and dismantle them and limit the information that's available and make it subject to surveillance. They're the same forces that would like to do away with terrestrial radio, which, as opposed to the Internet, cannot be shut down and can't be censored and can't be surveilled.
Very good. Thank you, Michael. Okay, now we go to item number I guess we're on item number three, but it's nominate and elect chair and secretary, or optionally postpone to the next meeting. And I'm wondering if, in Lawrence's absence, it would be appropriate to postpone that. I suppose we could take... I'm going to suggest perhaps maybe we could take nominations. Let me just open it up to the group and hear discussion. Does anyone want to chime in on that?
Yeah, Bill. I think we already passed this one.
Oh, we did? We decided to postpone it?
Yes.
No?
Oh, I'm hearing a no and a yes. And again, I apologize. I was setting up to time people, so I wasn't paying attention. Go ahead, Eileen.
Yes, we hadn't gotten to this point yet. This is for permanent chair and secretary of the committee, not pro tem.
Right, right. I see that.
We have not gotten to that point.
So do you have an opinion? I hear you, Bill. Do you have an opinion on whether we should take nominations, but not perhaps not elect? I think it's kind of appropriate to nominate and then elect the next time.
This is Nancy.
Hold on, Nancy. I'm asking Eileen a question.
I don't have a strong opinion either way, except that if we are running late, then maybe we... are we allowed to nominate by email for the next meeting? I don't know.
I am not clear about how this committee has operated. Well, why don't we ask Bill? He's had some experience. Bill?
Well, you know, people can be nominated up to whenever you're going to elect people. So if you decide to postpone this till next time, people can be nominated anytime between now and that meeting.
Sounds good. I heard another voice. Was that Nancy?
Yes. I move that we postpone this number three until the next meeting. And as far as emails, send to everybody. The last email I sent has everybody's emails on it. So if you can send to everyone, so everyone sees who's nominated. For both the chair and the secretary position.
Nancy, I'm wondering if you're, if the two things you're suggesting are, if you consider them contradictory. If we postpone till the next meeting, then we would not do that, I would have thought. But it seems like you're saying we could do that.
I see what you mean. Well, the nominate we could do by email, and the elect we can do at the next meeting. How about that?
It's okay. It's up to the group. Any further? But now there's a motion on the floor. Is there? We don't need seconds in the committee. Is there any discussion on that motion?
Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, the motion is to postpone the elections. That's fine. I think that makes sense. And I'll say that since a lot of us don't know everybody on the committee, and that's one of the main reasons besides the time to let us, you know, discuss things and see how this works before we decide who we want to lead us for the rest of the year.
So is that an amendment to the idea of nominating now, or?
Well, I thought the motion was just to postpone it, and then
I think it was
talked
about.
So I think that's all the motion needs to be, because we can always nominate. People can send an email nominations, and they can nominate at the meeting next time too. Either way is okay. We
correct.
Don't need to have a motion on that.
Any other discussion on this?
Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
I would like the committee to entertain the thought that if there are nominees that if they would like to, like two or three nominees for chair, if we would let them each have a meeting to chair or part of a meeting so that everybody can get a taste of how they lead the meeting.
That's a novel idea. I've never seen that operate. We usually elect the chair pro tem and proceed.
We have done that before in elections. I remember
I see.
Long
ago.
So.
Alan Beek would like to speak.
Let me ask Nancy if she's done for now.
I'm finished. Thank
good. Thank you, Nancy. Go ahead, Alan.
Alan Beek, speak.
Go ahead, please, Alan.
I think that to postpone until the next meeting is a good idea, and I think that those who would like to be elected can be sending the rest of us their campaign literature while we're waiting for the next meeting, and tell us why they want the job and how they think they are talented for it. And so we'll know what we're doing when we go to vote at the next meeting. Thank you.
Interesting. Any other discussion? Hearing none, I'm going to say we'll go to a vote on Nancy's motion to restate, I believe Nancy's motion boiled down to postpone item number 3, nominate and elect chair and secretary to the next meeting.
Chair, may I speak? Can
of
you
course.
Ask if there are any objections?
Yes, I was about to do that. Actually going to ask first, does that comport with everyone's understanding of, and especially you, Nancy, was that basically your motion?
Yes.
Very good. Okay. So now I'll ask, is there any objection? Hearing none, we'll consider that done. And I think we don't need an official action to go ahead with Alan's idea and also something Bill was seeming to suggest, that people can nominate and send around arguments on their own behalf or others in the interim. So let us now then go to number 4, a report from the Bylaws Subcommittee. And, yes?
Nancy on the stack.
Go ahead, Nancy.
We were unable to meet, so we have no report. And I would like to say one more thing. We are scheduled for a subcommittee meeting tomorrow at 6. And I would like to propose canceling that meeting because it's a PMB meeting, and that will be a lot of grueling hours for the PMB to add something. So I would like to propose that the subcommittee meet on Friday instead of tomorrow night.
Is that Friday meeting posted, Nancy?
No, I want to ask the committees if they want, because it'll be an emergency posting, because it's less than 1 week.
Yeah, there are rules for that. And Nancy, I think you've been posting meetings and canceling them, so you know how to do that, correct?
Yes.
You're able to do that? Okay. I'd like to hear some comment on whether or not it's okay to, in a committee, to schedule a subcommittee meeting, which is a little different, in 2 days without properly notifying, or without putting, 7 days notice on KPFTX.
Michael, right to the stack.
Go ahead, Michael.
I lean to the stack.
Okay, thank you. Michael, Eileen, anyone else?
I don't want to be overly bureaucratic. But I think it's fine to suggest the cancellation of the meeting. I don't think we can just go ahead and do an emergency meeting that's unposted on Friday to replace it. But maybe it's not good to have a meeting. But if it's going to take up any time, this is not the place to do it. We can do that with emails.
Understood. Eileen?
Yeah, first of all, there are probably, I get the sense from some people, some of the new people on this committee, that they would like to be involved in the subcommittee. So I think, we need to figure out who those people might be. We could devote the time we put aside for this point to defining who's in the committee.
Good point. I did have that question in mind. And did I hear Bill? I'll get you just 1 second, Alan. Did I hear Bill? I thought I heard Bill. Maybe that was Alan.
Yeah, this is Bill. Yeah,
go ahead, Bill.
I don't think it's appropriate to call it an emergency meeting just because, we want to reschedule it a day later. But I think Eileen had a good idea. We could spend the time discussing who wants to be on it. And frankly, I'd like to get a report on what the committee, the whole committee, or the subcommittee's been doing the last year, since I haven't been on this committee for about 2 years.
Well, that's why I'm glad I'm just temporary here, Bill.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying it would be, all the new people would probably could appreciate getting updates.
I think that's true. Okay. I did hear Alan.
Yes. Well, our charter calls for us to regularly review the foundation's bylaws and policies. That's the extent of it, just those two things. Why are we breaking that apart into subcommittees? Why don't we deal with bylaws and policies all together as an entire committee? Because those two things are much related. They impact each other, particularly on the conduct of meetings. And I see no point in spreading it apart, but maybe other people could explain that to me. Thank you.
Well, that's an interesting and a perceptive question, Alan, and I will simply say that it is my recollection that when this was originally discussed and the subcommittee was created, it was thought that it would be very time-consuming to review the bylaws and to hash all of that out. And I think that the thought at the time was to keep the main governance committee available for ongoing, more regular tasks and have a subcommittee do a deep dive into reworking the bylaws and debating and, you know, trying to come up with some language to do that with. Is anybody else on the committee like to comment on that?
Yes, Nancy. Yes.
Go ahead,
also,
Nancy.
Not everybody was interested in doing it, so that's why we made a subcommittee, and we have a lot of work to do. There was another committee too to comb out all the resolutions in the PMB has passed and approved because we did not make an extra list. And that's what we should do, like standing rules or standing resolutions, instead of keeping them buried in PNB minutes, because then you forget them and you don't know them. You'll have to read all the minutes to find them again. So Eileen and I volunteered to do that, but we didn't get it anywhere with it. And we still have some years missing that have not been combed through, about maybe 7 years. So I think
Nancy, was that I believe that was a separate project, or was that also part of the subcommittee?
No, it was not part of the subcommittee. It was a separate project. But
so
anyway,
we can deal with that separately then.
Yes. Amendments to be made to the bylaws is also a subcommittee was entertained to attempt, but we did not get anywhere with that.
Well, this brings up another interesting question for me, and that is, does a subcommittee need to be recreated at the beginning of a new session? And I would ask any scholars in the room who are wise in the ways of the bylaws and Robert's rules, do we need to recreate the subcommittee, or does it just continue from the previous session? Lawrence is back.
Yeah, but
are you
on? Yeah. Because I'm still in the middle of it, so I just wanted to call in, but I still haven't been seen yet, so sorry.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know where you were. Okay, Lawrence, good luck.
Okay, I'll stay on the call, though.
Oh, good, good. Well, you don't want to chair, though. Okay.
Yeah, we could continue on the future. Then. Sorry,
folks. Very good.
Carol, for the stack.
Go ahead, Carol.
Thank you. So I wanted to say... because there is some question and there is not agreement about the need for a subcommittee, I think it is something that we would not want to automatically consider that's the way it is. Also, it was my understanding at the time that committee was open to any volunteers, and so it wasn't like somebody was elected or something, so it would seem to me that anyone who's on this committee should have the opportunity to participate, particularly if there are bylaws issues that are coming up in which they have an interest. But I agree that I think that the work of evaluating the issues related to the bylaws and the bylaws should be by the bylaws that we have now the main focus of our work. And so I don't see the necessity for a subcommittee.
Okay, thank you. Are you done, Carol?
Yeah.
I will say that your recollection of who could serve on the committee comports with mine. Did I hear Lawrence?
Request for information, Chair?
Yes, Lawrence.
If you don't mind edifying me as to what we're talking about, what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, we're on number four, which was the bylaws subcommittee report. Nancy gave a short report that basically said we haven't met yet, and now we're trying to determine whether we need to decide whether we're going to go ahead with that subcommittee. If so, you know, do we need to reauthorize it because we're in a new session? And I would love to hear from someone who might have the original authorizing motion that we created that committee with, that described, as I said, Carol, I think, pointed out correctly that anybody was able to serve on that committee. I do recall that, but I would love to have the actual language in front of me. Does anybody have that handy? Anyone have that motion that created the subcommittee handy?
I'm wondering when that was.
Nancy on the stack.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Wait, I had asked for the stack first.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did hear you, Eileen. I apologize. Go ahead.
Yeah. In terms of whether we have a subcommittee or not, it's really hard to write in... So some tasks are really hard to do in large committees. Somebody would need to at least set up some kind of structure or tasks or something for how the issue is supposed to be dealt with, you know. So I think that would be a good purpose for a subcommittee, whether small or large. But I can't imagine how we would start looking at this, you know, with no preparation beforehand in the whole committee. I guess I just can't really conceive of that.
And we're out of time for this item.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay.
Do I hear a motion to extend?
I'd like to make a motion to extend for 5 minutes. And I'd like to be on the stack, too. Lawrence.
Is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes? Hearing none, go ahead, Lawrence.
James, I think Nancy was ahead of me.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes, Nancy, you were ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
In my memory of last year, we did not have a motion to set up the subcommittee. We just all agreed to it, doing so, to divide the labor, since it is a lot of labor. And
okay.
Yes, we did have a plan to go... through the bylaws from the first part and then at the last part and work towards the middle. Anyway, we could not get more done. Just a lot of ideas and talk. Thank you.
Lawrence? Yeah, thank you, Nancy. Lawrence?
Yeah, I think thank you. I think if my historical memory serves me, which is questionable, but if it serves me properly, in regards to this, we had an ambitious agenda and a lot of work that we wanted to get done. So we formed, I think, three committees, right? The first committee was on archiving policies and previous resolutions and stuff like that. And then the other committee was the bylaw subcommittee, which is the one that's being talked about now. Then the other one, I believe, was the committee to investigate or to discuss areas where the bylaws
or absence might have, bylaws have been violated, or absence might have been taken, detrimental to the foundation, which is called the investigative committee. Now, I could be, I defer to those people who were on the committee before. I think that's what serves me, that's why it comes up to my mind. Thank you.
Thank you, Lauren. Excuse me. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes,
and I would want to say we have a few minutes left. Go ahead.
Yes, and we did vote on those three different tasks: investigation of actions detrimental to the foundation, and archiving things that approval PMB approved resolutions that are kind of not seen, putting them in a list and and the bylaws, cleaning them up.
Well, you know, I think we're at, we're under time pressure now, and we're at a little bit of an impasse at not having language in front of us for motions. I'll entertain any motion anybody would like to make, but I would also suggest maybe if, when is the next meeting? Is this a monthly meeting?
Yes.
Okay, so that's going to be quite a while to wait.
Wednesday of every month, James.
Yeah. Thank you, Lawrence.
Carol,
so that is a while
staff.
To wait to get started. So I hear you, Carol. So I'm just going to suggest that, you know, perhaps we want to hammer some of this out now, or perhaps we want to come back next time and have motions ready and have language worked out, and then we can vote on what we want to do. Go ahead, Carol.
I was going to move that we table this to the next meeting. But if people want to, maybe we could, I don't know if we want to extend time. I'm open to making a motion to table, but only if the body wants to do that.
Chair, may I?
Yes, Lawrence. Yes, you have.
May I suggest, Carol, that instead of tabling, that you postpone and provide a certain date, a day certain?
Postpone to the next meeting for further discussion.
Okay, is there any discussion of that?
Yes, this is Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, earlier I had said that we have a meeting for the subcommittee to meet tomorrow at 6, and that I suggested that we cancel that meeting and postpone it to Friday, the next day, the day after tomorrow, so we can discuss these bylaw amendments that are concerning the articles of incorporation. That means we have very little time to change. We have a deadline. And also, I would like to suggest that this committee, this whole committee, meet March 31st, the fifth Wednesday of the month, so we can see what has been done and take a vote to give to the PMB.
Okay. We are now at time, so unless someone wants to extend, we're going to run out of time. So I don't think we really resolved this. Do I hear any motion to extend?
I move to extend, Nancy. 5 minutes. 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Is there any objection? Hearing none, I'm just going to suggest that what we have now is a motion in front of us to postpone this matter till the next meeting. But we also have the question of the subcommittee and whether or not it's proper for them to meet in 2 days without the 7 days notice. And I'm going to suggest, Nancy, that the subcommittee, since it existed before, it could, I mean, it's kind of like a chair continuing to sit or members continuing to sit until the new members have been seated. Go ahead, Lawrence.
So Nancy is, she's noticing a meeting for the 31st. Today's the 24th, so it's within that 7 day range. So I think her suggestion might be in order, Chair.
Okay, no, I think she was, what kind of a meeting were you suggesting for the 31st, Nancy? The subcommittee or the...
No, the main committee.
The main committee. I thought so.
And
did you get that, Barnes?
I got that, yeah.
Okay.
And before the 31st, the subcommittee meets, and everyone is welcome to join, to work on this, any amendments we want to do, vitally important ones.
All right. I guess what we have to do is take a vote. I'm inclined to agree with those who suggested that it's not proper to do this on 2 days' notice, but I suppose we can vote to do something regardless. So, Nancy, well, let's just go to the
motion.
Just
one thing.
That's on the floor.
James,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Now, don't we have a motion on the floor right now to postpone before?
Yes,
we can.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, so we need to dismiss that one, I believe.
Let's deal with that. I agree. Yes. So,
but I made my motion before we did, before Carol voted to table or postpone.
No. You made a motion, and we're going to vote on that. And if Carol, you know, she chose not to do that at the time. So right now we're just voting on the motion to postpone till the next meeting. In fact, so that's what we're doing. And,
Chair, this is one more thing.
Go ahead, Nancy.
The subcommittee is scheduled for Thursday. That's tomorrow. We could put Friday as a continuation of the Thursday meeting. And we could meet.
Well, you know, you could. There's no rule against the subcommittee meeting on the same day that the PMB meets. You could just keep that meeting.
Oh, but that's, well, it's up to the directors how they feel. I thought that might be very grueling.
Well, some, you know, that's a choice they have to make, and sometimes we have those. I have days with two meetings all the time, so, in fact, tonight's one of them. So,
James, I got to go because I've been called.
Okay, good luck, Lawrence.
All right, now I'll try to check back in. Thank you.
Thank you. So let's go to the motion to postpone. Let's deal with that and get that out of the way. So is there any objection to the motion to postpone item, what is it? Oh, to
this agenda item.
Yes, thank you. To postpone this agenda item until the next meeting.
But the date's not specified yet, correct?
Don't know if we have a next meeting date. But, you know, that's specific enough, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah.
At the next meeting.
Yeah, and then the date can be a separate matter.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so the next meeting is tomorrow, Thursday?
No, that's the, what you're talking about, the subcommittee.
Are we talking about the subcommittee?
No, we're talking about, I believe we're talking about postponing the question of whether or not the subcommittee even exists or will continue until the next meeting. Is that not what we're on?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, I object.
Okay, so let's just go to the vote.
This was Nancy's motion, right?
Does everybody understand what the vote is?
Okay.
No, it's not Nancy's motion.
No, Carol's motion we're debating to postpone until the next governance committee meeting.
Yeah, okay.
As to the existence of the subcommittee.
Okay, thank you.
Bill, could you mute?
I'm sorry, what, James?
I was just asking if you could mute. We could.
Oh, sorry, I don't think.
No worry.
Okay. If somebody else, okay.
No worry. Oh, I'm okay. Now I've got to admit, I'm confused myself. I thought what we were talking about was postponing consideration of the bylaws subcommittee, basically report or, you know, the discussion of what to do about a bylaws subcommittee and to elect members to the bylaws subcommittee or, you know, to just have anyone who wants to attend until the next meeting.
By the way, we extended time 3 minutes, and we're at 5 minutes past that.
I'm aware, so okay. I'm kind of assuming that's why we have to vote now.
Can we take
a vote? Pardon me?
Can we have a roll call vote?
Yeah, I just want to be sure that I'm clear on what we're actually voting on. Is there anyone who can restate what we're voting on better than I just did?
To postpone the bylaws subcommittee existence, right, until the next meeting?
I think it's just, let's just say discussion of the subcommittee until the next meeting.
And what is the next meeting? Because we don't have a schedule.
We don't know yet. I imagine that may be lower down on this. No,
it's
I don't see it on this agenda.
No,
oh, that meeting will be set in the future, but the next meeting, I believe, is specific enough to postpone. So, with that understanding, can we, yes, now take the roll?
Okay. Alan Bake. Beek.
Yes, postpone.
Yes, postpone. Daniel Borgstrom.
Yes, postpone.
Yes, postpone. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
No.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs, no. William Hitwagon. William, I don't hear you. Okay,
it's
Wally James.
Yes, postpone.
Wally James, yes, postpone. Lydia Ponce. Lydia, are you muted? Okay, I'll come back to Lydia. Lawrence is out. Okay, James Sagerton, I'll come back to you. Tom Voorhees.
Yes.
Tom Voorhees, yes. Michael White.
Yes.
Michael White, yes. Lewis Wolfe.
Yes.
Lewis Wolfe, yes. Carol Wolfley.
Yes.
Carol Wolfley, yes. Eileen Rosen.
Yes.
Eileen Rosen, yes. Nancy Saibar and Aditomi, no. Whoever I've forgotten.
Bill.
Okay. I didn't call you? I'm sorry. Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Bill Crozier, yes. Let's see. Let me go back. Lydia Ponce, how do you vote?
She's not on anymore.
Oh, she's not. Thank you. Lawrence is not. Chair, let's see, we have Beek, yes. Borgstrom, yes. Wally, yes. Voorhees, yes. White, yes. Wolf, yes. Wolfley, yes. Rosen, yes. That's, and Crozier, yes. That's 9 yes and 1 no. How do you choose to vote, Chair?
The Chair is going to abstain, but I want to ask, I thought there were 2 no's.
There were 2 no's.
I thought so.
Oh, yes. Dixon Briggs. I'm sorry. Dixon Briggs. 2 no. 9 yes.
Okay.